This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To you live, this is Lock and Load, and as we do, well, we go into one of my favorite segments, simply because of the subject matter, although I do, I talk a lot of politics. This is one where I don't have to do that. So off we go. Class is in session. We are at 1911 University, and of course, our instructor is going to be Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. How are you, Professor?
Good. What's happening?
I have noticed that you have been unloading on some people on social media. But the last unload was the most entertaining for me. Because apparently a lot of your people want you to share your mastery with them without even really understanding the whole thing about, well, you can tell them how to do it, but that's not the same thing as letting them do it, showing them how to do it, and then them perfecting it under your gaze. And I noticed, are people publishing your stuff and trying to claim it as yours or deleting it, or what are they doing?
Well, the long and short of it was, a little over 10 years ago, I was asked by a friend to help form a forum, an online forum, that would be for free sharing of information and knowledge, and also would allow a few of us to self-promote our businesses in exchange for that free sharing of information and knowledge. And I was more than happy to do so. And over time, the forum got sold to another private individual, and then it got basically schniked from him by a big corporation and a big buyout of a bunch of forums. And the company that owns it now is a bunch of Canucks, and we know how they feel about freedom for the most part.
Yeah,
they've given all of theirs away in the name of socialist good for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And what's occurred to me in the last couple of weeks, I started in earnest reading a book that I started a while ago, called Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, written in 1957.
Yes.
And it occurred to me as I was reading this book the other day, and I'm going through all this dilemma of what I'm going to do about the information I've shared on this forum for the past 10 years that I helped build, that, you know, a lot of people have probably read that book, Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead, and unfortunately, they read it from the wrong perspective, and they read it, and as characters like Dr. Ferris and James Taggart are talking about the good of society and the doing things for the good of all people, they were nodding their heads and going, yes, yes, this is what we need to do in America. No, you fools, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're destroying the very essence, the very fabric of our country with your socialist gibberish. Stop. So anyways, the forum got bought out and taken over, and they were doing a new migration to some new software, and they decided that they would get rid of all of us, what they call self-serving vendors. I guess I fell into that category. So they deleted all of my content. Well, they didn't delete it necessarily. They made it non-viewable. It appears that it may possibly still be there, but it's not viewable. And so then when I asked them about it, they were like, are you a paid vendor? And I'm like, no. And they were like, okay, well, then we're not putting it back up. You need to talk to the salespeople about becoming a paid vendor so that your content will be populated on the website. And I'm like, F you.
Yeah.
You know, it's my content. It's my pictures. It's client, you know, clients' pictures and content. And so instead of continuing the frustration of fighting with them, actually today I just went over there and made a farewell post to all my friends, shared the last WMG that David just finished up recently before the holidays, and said, see you later, alligators. I'm going to Patreon, where you can find me at patreon.com/1911university. And, you know, I'll do some stuff on Patreon that is free to the masses, you know, information, releases, and things like that. But the rest of the stuff that I'm going to do, if I'm, you know, here's the deal. If you're going to put out information that's your information, you might as well get paid for it.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I give away a lot of free information to people. People call me all the time. You know, we talk about it. We do it here on the radio show. But why should I just continue? I mean, for the past 10 years, I did that in order to, you know, provide information to people, with the benefit being that maybe some people would see value in it and let me build their guns.
Well, you know, here's the thing. And I mean, this is not a new thing, but I mean, Bruce Lee had a lot of high dollar. I mean, he used to teach Steve McQueen the martial art privately for $275 an hour in the 60s. Okay. And the problem with Bruce Lee as a teacher was that Bruce Lee was a great fighter. He could teach you some things, but I mean, he could not pass on his talent to his students.
Mm-hmm.
He could try to pass on his knowledge. He could say, this is how you do a punch. But, I mean, he couldn't say, and this is how you weigh 130 pounds and hit like you weigh 200. Because he developed that. And, you know, in certain cases, you know, and especially with you, I mean, you have a following already. The only reason I would use any website out there to put anything up online would be simply to have the embed code so I could stick it on my website without having to build out and maintain a video player on my own website.
Right, exactly. And that's basically what I'm going to do with Patreon. We got a Zoom Pro account available to us now, so I'm going to do live chats. I'm going to do Q&As. You know, we're going to do informational videos. I have to – there's some limits to what I can do on Patreon because – of ITAR, and Patreon is a worldwide corporation, so you can't get on there and show how to build a gun.
Right.
That's illegal.
Yep.
And they will shut you down and take all your monies. So we don't want that. But within the limits that they provide, you know, I can do reviews. Like, for example, the review I did a few weeks ago of the 2011 on my Instagram page, I could have done that on Patreon had I had an account and, you know, had benefit of people watching it as opposed to just doing it for free.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking at. And we'll keep the, obviously we're going to keep the IG and we're going to keep the Facebook. There's one forum that I will still be on semi-actively, which is 1911fanatics.com, which is a great forum that's owned by the guy that previously owned the other forum that I was on.
Yep.
And, you know, I kind of have a vested interest in that forum going forward with him and working with him in person. But as far as all this other stuff, man, I ain't got time for it. I would rather disseminate the knowledge that I have to give out in a fashion that's beneficial for everyone, including myself.
Hang on for me, if you would. We're coming up on the first break, and when we get back, we're going to talk some more at 1911 University. And with Joe Chambers, and you can find Joe Chambers in a variety of, and you can find his work in a variety of different places. You can find it, of course, online, chamberscustom.com. You can find it on Instagram as Chambers Custom, and you can find it on Facebook as Chambers Custom. And if you do that, if you go, especially if you go to Instagram, go look for Brandon, go look for Eric, because they're also doing Chambers stuff. And you can see what's going on in the land of Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Teamster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Lock and Load, and this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and I wanted to ask you a question regarding this upcoming .45 ACP. I've never shot one of those of yours. What's that going to be like? Because your 9mm are ridiculous. I mean, it's like... I know you talk about, well, I could compensate that if you want me to, but I'm like, why? So what is a 45 ACP from a Chambers, perspective?
I just shot one today before we shipped it out, WMG 54, and it's soft. It's a soft shooting gun, man.
Yeah.
You know, people seem to have this feeling of a 45 1911. You know, that's God's gun. That's a man's gun. It should really have recoil. Well, yeah, if it's built like a factory gun and sprung wrong, it's going to have all the recoil. But these guns, the guns we build, like this one David built with my assistance, and it was just amazingly soft. Shoots flat. We were shooting 230 grain ball at about 810 feet per second. Shoots really flat. Just a pleasant experience and very accurate.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to, you know, lie to you and tell you, oh yeah, it shoots as flat as a 9mm. No, it doesn't. But it's very nice. Feels very nice.
Well, I mean, the reason I ask is I've tried the Glock variants, right? The 20 and the 2020, the 20 and the 21. And because of the lack of real 10mm ammo for the 20, right? It still feels to me like the 21 shoots harder in between those two, just because, you know, if 40 caliber is 10 millimeter light, then most of the 10 millimeter loads I've ever shot have been 10 millimeter or 40 caliber heavy. You know, I've never shot anything that's really truly some of these thumping 10 millimeter rounds. So with a 45 ACP, when I do shoot, especially 1911s, I find 1911s handle the 45 ACP so much better than the Glock platform does, for example. And, you know, I have shot a couple of 1911s that are 9mm, and then I shot yours. And, you know, there is a discernible difference. So I'm sort of expecting a discernible difference with your 20, or, well... What will this one be? Well, this, since it's a single stack, what is the designation besides it's a working man's gun? Is it a 2011, 2019, a 1911? What is it?
Yeah, it's a standard 1911 configuration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's there's something reassuring about it, but I mean, you can make a pretty, what's the hottest 45 ACP load you've ever shot?
I shot some, well, Stan Chin, when he used to own ASIM Ammo, he used to load a 185 grain Barnes hollow point. I think it was running almost 1,200 feet per second.
Wow.
It was a flat out smoking, goat roasting round. I mean, if you shot a goat with that, it would just smoke it from front to back. It was an amazing round. It wasn't super accurate because of the nature of the bullet. But we shot some into a Kevlar vest at 25 yards, and they opened up like, I mean, they just peeled back like an orchid. They were amazing. And that was probably the hottest stuff I've shot. I mean, I've shot some pretty hot stuff, but nothing quite like that.
I put in an order, or I was trying to do an order with Hornady for some evaluation ammo, or for actually mm-hmm. for ammo to evaluate guns, right?
Uh-huh.
And so they thought I wanted evaluation ammo. So they sent me some critical duty in 45 ACP, which I have not.
That's good ammo. You know,
is it?
Yeah, it's good ammo. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saving that. I'm saving that for the WMG. Will it feed that? I'm sure it will.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I've got some of the, I don't shoot it, but I've got some of the old zombie ammo from Hornady, which is the same thing. Only it's got a green tip in it instead of the red tip.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's good ammo. Yeah, I mean, it's, I think for out of the box, off the shelf, self-defense ammo, that's right up there with anything that you'd want to carry in a 45. The thing I like about the Hornady pistol ammo, their self-defense ammo, is it seems to be a little more accurate than others. You know, I shot the Remington Golden Sabres for years, and that's a great self-defense ammo. Terribly inaccurate. I mean, it's a 5-inch ammo at 25 yards out of a properly built gun. The ASIM 185 grain Barnes, fabulous self-defense ammo in my opinion. Terribly inaccurate. At 25 yards, it's a 5-inch ammo.
Right.
You know, but you're also talking about bullets that are performing at an extremely high rate of speed too. And they're not, you know, during that time period when those ammos were being developed and brought to market, people weren't talking about having to make a precision shot at 25 or 50 yards. Everybody was like, but self-defense shootings happen within 21 feet. You're right, most of the time. Most of the time. Unless it's an active shooter in your church and he's 78 yards down a hallway.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I remember reading about some guy that shot somebody at 250 feet with a 357 Magnum.
Yeah, down in Texas in that trailer park.
Yeah. And I mean,
that old boy knew what he was doing.
One shot. Yeah, I think he was firing at a police officer and had him pinned down. He pulled out a 6-inch 357 Magnum. One shot took him down. Was it yards or feet?
I think it was right at nearly 100 yards is what he shot him at. Yeah. It was pretty amazing. It was an amazing shot.
Yeah.
You know. And everybody from the wheel gun world went, my Magnums.
Yeah, I mean, that was good. I'm glad he did it. I'm glad he was that good with it. And I know people that shoot wheel guns. There's some very accurate guys with it. But I also know that, you know, I've watched Steve shoot. I've watched Dave Harrington shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, these guys with their chosen platforms are very, very, very good. So it's not it's not the gun; it's the guy behind the gun. So we're heading into the next break. We'll pick this up on the other side because I got some other questions about the old WMG that I need to ask. With Joe, you can find Chambers Custom at chamberscustom.com. This is where everything begins. If you're going to get involved with Chambers Custom, and I heartily recommend you do, you will not be sorry. It'll be worth the wait. That's where you start. ChambersCustom.com. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University, and this is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Facebook is facing an antitrust lawsuit from nearly every state. New York Attorney General Tish James says Facebook has engaged in unfair trade practices, buying out perceived competition, and failing to protect users' privacy.
No company should have this much unchecked power over our personal information and our social interactions. We are taking action today and standing up for the millions of consumers and many small businesses that have been harmed by Facebook's illegal behavior.
James highlighting Facebook's purchase of Instagram and WhatsApp as specifically troubling, given the sum they were acquired for and their status as competitors. Hunter Biden said on Wednesday that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware has opened an investigation into his taxes. Biden saying his legal team was contacted. You're listening to USA Radio News. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says final authorization for an emergency distribution of a coronavirus vaccine could come within days.
The FDA assessment showed that the vaccine was around 95% effective, was efficacious across different groups, including the elderly and people with comorbidities, and did not show any significant safety concerns.
Azar telling a briefing that 20 million people could be vaccinated by the end of the year, with another 50 million coming by the end of January. President-elect Joe Biden is formally introducing his pick for defense secretary. Retired four-star General Lloyd Austin would be the first African-American to run the Pentagon if he is confirmed by the Senate.
And he shares my deeply held belief in the values of America's alliances. And he is just as committed as I am to rebuilding and modernizing those alliances.
Back in 2016, Austin said that ISIS was terrorism's JV team. USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And before we get into the whole working man gun thing again, anything new and interesting coming up?
Yeah. Should be here tomorrow, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Anything you can share, or is it going to be a surprise?
You have to follow me on Patreon, Bill.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing, man. Yeah. No, I got a shipment coming in tomorrow from my machinist, and I'm really excited about it. It's the new comps. So I got two new comps coming. I got the light fighter comps coming in, which I'll be sending off to Brandon, and then he's sending me supposedly a couple of the new YC squared comps, which I'm pretty excited about those comps. I'm going to use the first one for a prototype gun that I'm building, the Fat WMG serial number 1 gun.
Right.
is getting one of those comps. I've been waiting to finish building that gun for my friend Scott, because I've been waiting on the new comps, and that will be part of our new lineup going into 2021 is the Fat WMG CC, which is the YC squared comp model. And then I'm going to use the other one on, I haven't quite decided yet. I think I'm going to try to use the other one on a 10 millimeter that I'm working on for someone who's pretty cool guy. But I might use the bigger hold comp for that one. I'm not sure just yet. I have to wait and see, how it all plays out. I don't know that the smaller comp will have the effectiveness on 10 millimeter that I want it to.
I was about to say, with a 10 millimeter, I have never heard, I'm sure there's plenty of them out there, but I've never heard of somebody compensating a 10 millimeter. I could see where it would be a great idea, but I've never heard of anybody doing that.
Yeah, actually, there's a couple of companies over the years who have done it, and it's really effective when the comp's done correctly. The first one I ever played with was a Wilson Combat Hunter that a client sent me just to check out for him. It turns out he was having some ammo issues, and but it shot incredibly well. I was really impressed with it. And so my hope is I'm gonna play with both comp designs on the 10 millimeter when I build this specific gun, and you know, I'll try one and see how it works, and I'll try the other one and see how it works, because I can take them on and off and play with them. But my hope is to be able to tame the recoil in 10 millimeter enough with the comp that we can possibly start offering them in the wide body again. Because I really like the idea of the 2019 for a hunting pistol, you know, for hogs or deer or bear or whatever you want to hunt with it, in a wide body. Right? You got 15 rounds of 10 millimeter, man, you can just flat out slay. You know, you can have a barbecue while the barbecue's heating up with that thing. But the problem we've had in the past with the 10 millimeter and the 2019s is the recoil is so violent that it causes the grips to stretch. And then things start changing. Trigger pull starts changing. Mag position starts changing. Grip safety stops working. You know, and so I got to put an end to that problem before I can say, hey, we're going to offer the Hunter model of the Fat WMG. Because I don't want issues. I want good product out there.
That would be a gun that I would not mind trying to shoot. Simply because I like 10 millimeter. I've always liked 10 millimeter. I like the idea of a gun that you can shoot and take out a Kodiak bear,
mm-hmm.
or a person, or a car, you know, whatever it may be.
Whatever issue confronts you, a 10 millimeter will handle it.
Fair enough. Especially to say that there's no problems in the world a 10 millimeter can't solve.
Well, I don't know, not many. I mean, especially the 15 or 16 rounds.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the ammo I loaded this year for hunting that I used, I haven't shot a deer with it yet, but we have late season yet, is the 165 grain V-Crown that's made for SIG by Sierra, and I'm pushing it about 1,500 feet per second, and that's flat stomping on it.
You didn't listen to the show the first hour. I'm sure you didn't, did you?
No, I was working.
I know, yeah, Joe's always working. I know that one of your concerns with what might be happening, what might be the whole double stack thing, but I can tell you there is literally a phalanx of chomping at the bit legal geniuses that can't wait to go after Joe Biden should he try to make those moves. And one thing to remember about Joe Biden with things in the Supreme Court, Joe Biden oversaw the confirmation of Clarence Thomas.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And Clarence Thomas was run through a meat grinder. And Clarence Thomas, now it comes full circle, Clarence Thomas is lining up. So.
Yep. Well, and in the Senate, you know, you have Cocaine Mitch. And
yeah.
Cocaine Mitch, don't forget.
No?
You don't forget. And for all of you out there going, how terrible he calls him Cocaine Mitch. Look. Cocaine Mitch calls himself Cocaine Mitch.
Yeah.
He thinks it's hilarious. He had T-shirts made up.
Before, you know, before his spine stiffened up, I used to talk about how I just imagine him sitting around with a formaldehyde martini, because he always looked dead, and he still looks dead, except now it's cool because he's Cocaine Mitch. So.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I think it's funny. You never know what's going to be the switch that flips in a man's mind where he just goes, yeah, I've had enough.
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you, somebody who's going to turn out to be a mouth-frothing madman, Lindsey Graham.
Oh, he's upset, yeah. Yeah.
Lindsay has always reached across the aisle and always said, listen, I want to work with you. Let's do something bipartisan. Let's do something together. This is what the American people want. And then they threw $108 million and a guy who had no business being a dog catcher, much less a U.S. senator, at him. And he still, you know, he tore him up. He tore him up. And apparently we don't have the Dominion voting machines in South Carolina. Who would have thunk it? Anyway, that whole thing, you know. So watch for Lindsay to be coming down on this, too, because Lindsay's a gun guy. I mean, he shows up all the time at shooting ranges, and he's got his own AR-15s, and he shoots them and all this other stuff. So I expect him to sort of shift. Him and Cocaine Mitch will make a formidable little group. And, you know, you got a bunch of new young Turks coming up in the House that are going to they're going to be going after Botox Nancy. Botox is she's in deep trouble too. Deep trouble too.
Yep.
And I never got to the whole working man's gun thing, so we'll do that in the next segment. But yes, Joe, when we're not on the air, Joe and I have many political discussions, and we go back and forth. It's sort of like we're swatting a toxic badminton shuttlecock, as I guess that's what you call it. Anyway, you can find Joe's stuff at ChambersCustom.com, on Instagram at ChambersCustom, on Facebook at Chambers Custom, and now on Patreon, I guess, at Chambers Custom. So go check all that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
On the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we are talking 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And I keep wanting to talk about the Working Man's Gun, but let me ask you a question. Why haven't you ever just done a 1911 University site of your very own? They would come. If you would build it, they would come.
Yeah, I've thought about doing that. I'm about as technologically skilled as a barnyard chicken. And so the idea of setting up a forum and having to manage that or run it and all that stuff. And I mean, I own several website domains that have to do with 1911 University already.
Yeah.
And one of them is actually linked to our class page. Of course, I'm working on wrapping up the book. My dad and I have been working on that now for a while, and really we're at the point where I've just got to finish getting my pictures that I want in the book done so that I can put them in the book and publish it. But then once I have that finished, I'll sell the book with stuff in it. And we're going to do, I think, in 2021, depending on what happens in January, we're probably going to do a couple of private classes for some people that want that, you know, specifically told me I want to come and learn how to build a gun from you and build a gun with you. It's a pretty exhaustive experience. It's a full 7 days, 12 hours a day for 7 days, but it's a lot of fun. You know, people enjoy it. They have a good time. It's a good experience.
I know, you know, Jim Fuller, and I know he used to do that kind of thing all the time. Do the little, we'll build your gun kind of thing. Is it going to be sort of like that?
That's what it's been in the past. It's a little more extensive than building AKs, just because there's a lot more involved in it. I talked to Jim one time about it, and he's like, just come out to Vegas and spend a day with me, and I'll teach you how to build them one afternoon. And I'm like, one afternoon? He goes, yeah, that's all. It takes us about 4 or 5 hours. Oh, wow. I got guys that have been here for 2 years and still ask me questions every day, you know?
Well, I think with the AK, a lot of his stuff, Jim was so, the AK is a pretty dependable thing. What he did was accurize it, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I've never shot one of his guns.
Yeah, I mean, I have five of Jim's. Well, actually, I have three guns by Jim and two guns by his first-rate apprentice, who's now on his own, Billy Cho. And I mean, the two AKs that are full size guns, they shoot an inch or less for 5-shot groups at 100 yards, which is amazing for an AK, right? The crank that Jim built me, the M92 crank, short barreled rifle, I can ring man-sized silhouette steel at 600 yards with that with impunity. It's insane. But, yeah, I mean, he took the AK to the next level. And he's still doing that, actually, with his new enterprise. I forget what it's called, Phoenix Arms or something like that, down in Arizona. But yeah, he's still doing that now. So what did you want to ask me about the WMG? I'm going to steer you.
The thing with the WMG that bugs me the most is that I'm waiting for you to start Chambers Custom Holsters. Because I'll tell you right now, I would carry my Chambers Custom Fat WMGC every day, all day, if I had a holster I could carry it in. I do carry it around in my Exodus Leather Illusion. That's nice. Sometimes it's a little big for a holster, plus mine is blue. So it might look a little, it might be a little attention getting if I don't wear a shirt that is guaranteed not only to cover that, but to cover everything down to my hip just to make sure. Because in South Carolina, we can't flash a gun. I have to absolutely be concealed.
Right.
As far as the inside the waistband options, I don't currently have one that I'm aware of. I did like the one that I sent to you, except it moved around a little bit on me.
Are you trying to carry appendix?
No.
You want to carry strong side?
Yeah.
You want to carry it with a light or with no light?
Probably with no light.
Okay, I'll take care of you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is Chambers Custom Holsters going to be starting tonight?
No, I'll send you one. I'll send you a Tenacore.
Okay. Well, I still want to load up. See, the other thing I want to do is I want to build a rig to carry that gun, because that gun is a fighting gun. It's not a Safe Queen. It's not anything else. So I need to find that out.
Talking about the fat WMG.
The C.
Yeah.
And when I do get my 45, yeah, that one too. And then and Joe's staying with me through 2021, so we got the other guns to talk about as far as that goes. But right now, I would just want to find holsters for those two.
Are you wanting to carry them inside the waistband or outside?
I want to have both options.
Okay. All right. Well,
I've heard that Safariland is working on something.
Yeah, actually, I just sent today. They'll have it tomorrow. I just sent the it's basically a dummy gun that we built. I sent it off to Safariland today. They'll have it tomorrow so that they can finish testing all the duty holsters,
right,
that they've built, because we're waiting on holsters for regulators right now from Safariland. But yeah, they're working on some things. Tenacore has an IWB, a strong side IWB holster that fits the gun without a light. It's really nice. I carry it from time to time myself. And they make two links. They make full size, and they make a commander link. There's options there. But as far as outside the waistband, yeah, trust me. I've been waiting on a holster from a certain maker for nearly 2 years now.
Yeah.
I'm not happy. And it's unfortunate, because now I'm going to have to start looking around and find somebody that can make a holster the way I want it for IW for outside the waistband, because a lot of times I just like to have the holster on me, and when I'm in the shop, I don't want to have the gun in my holster all day.
Now, will the Tenacore work both with the WMG and with the Fat WMGC?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Yes. I have read that about those. I've never tried one. I've seen them. I've thought about them.
Yeah.
I've never tried one, but if you got one you want to let me play around with, I'd be very happy for that, because
I'll make a call. I know a guy.
Yeah, Joe knows plenty of people. Now, this weekend was when I was planning on doing part two of the deep dive, except my range is not available. So, it'll be next weekend, that the deep dive will actually occur. But I did discover one thing yesterday that I don't feel bad about it. I'm so used to shooting the Fat WMGC now. I went out and I found a used SIG P365.
Mm-hmm.
That will not be a gun I carry.
No.
That will not be a gun I carry. I need something with a little more substance. And a lot more capacity. And a lot more accurate. And that's why I do have the Fat WMGC. That is a just, it's obscenely accurate. It's obsessively accurate.
Yeah.
It's crazy accurate.
I got a little FN 9mm compact gun for Heidi. And she don't even have any interest in it because of how it shoots, how the trigger is, how the recoil is, the accuracy or lack thereof. You know, it's a nice compact gun, but it's not even that compact.
No.
You know, I mean,
then you gotta shoot it. Shooting it and running it, run the slide, that just don't work either. We're about to run out of time. Thank you once again for joining me once again, and I will be in touch.
Thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
ChambersCustom.com. We'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.